On a Friday, Mark Vandermeer joins us in studio coming up at 8 o'clock, the voice of the Texans. Right now, joining us in our studio is Steve Trevino, who's going to be at the Improv this weekend. Steve,
good morning.
Mike, Seth and Paul, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. We're just talking about old school stuff, right? Like coaches in the 90s with those weird sayings that made no sense but kind of did.
Yeah, where they could get away with basically
racism.
Yeah, yeah.
Basically.
Hey, but, coach, how do I put this? Hey, yeah, really racist stuff.
You know, hey, coach, can I play offense? Trevino, you're Mexican, son. You play defense.
Yeah, that's
right. You can't remember the plays, but you're meaner than hell. Go tackle somebody.
You play down in Corpus Christi.
Gregory Portland. We used to be good back in the day.
Yeah.
I think they're coming up again, but, Coach Akins was our who's Drew Brees' grandfather, was our legendary football coach from down there. And
They just banned the Oklahoma drill and Bull in the Ring in the NFL.
Of course they did.
Yeah.
But beating women in an elevator, no problem.
Well, it's not, it's banned. You'll actually get suspended
for running
the Oklahoma drill, though.
Frowned upon.
Versus,
right?
The suspension might not hold up.
Well, I don't even think they wear helmets anymore, right? Like in spring training, like.
The afternoon practice.
It's pretty
is
light.
Like
these
a glorified,
days. It's very
just
light.
A walkthrough, yeah.
Well, I remember growing up, it was like, don't take your helmet off if you're on this field.
Yeah.
Like, we had to have our helmet, and then it'd be like, coach, we're thirsty. And then coach would be like, oh, I guess we want to be thirsty. Somebody wants to be thirsty.
You're thirsty? Rub some dirt on it. Coach, that doesn't make any sense.
Now we're going to run until somebody passes out.
That water thing is amazing. Because
Mike, it used to be that they didn't want you to drink water because it might make you cramp. In the opinion of football coaches.
Yeah.
That's
crazy.
So weird.
I remember I'd be like, hey, coach, I'm going to die. He's like, son, you'll pass out before you die. Like, really? Like, you're a crazy person.
Right? And that is true. You will pass out, but then you could die.
Yeah. We were so paranoid about hydration that we would be drinking water basically in every single class, and every teacher hated the football
like all
players.
All day.
All day, yeah. I had like a 20-ounce, like, it was like we had a Dasani bottle. I just keep refilling it, and we'd go to the bathroom so much, and the teachers hated how much the football players would be just leaving to go
to
the bathroom.
You're like, look, lady, I'm going
to
die today.
Yeah.
If I don't drink this water, don't let me.
So I'd leave, and I have a small bladder, so sometimes I'd leave, at the beginning and at the end of class, too, because I would just go, twice during a class.
Well, I don't know about you guys, too. When I was a kid, all the coaches would dip. Like, that was just normal.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, at practice, they'd have a lipper in. You know what I mean?
We had one that smoked a cigar. It was awful. Because you'd be running, you're running gassers, and like, this dude's just,
cigar smoking.
He's 70 pounds overweight smoking a cigar. Like, you lazy bastards, get moving. Yeah.
I recently saw a meme where it showed the Hulk, right, losing his mind.
Yeah.
And then the other one was the Hulk when he's wearing the glasses and the sweater from Avengers Endgame. And the meme said, coach at practice all year, and then coach at the banquet. I was dying, dude. So fun. But, I will tell you that I don't have much regret. And I hurt my back playing ball, and I didn't get to play my senior year. And that's one of those things that I still dream about. About ball. Like, then I have friends from back home. We're playing an alumni game, full pads. I'm like, you guys are crazy.
Well, no, that's crazy.
I'm a grown-up.
That's crazy.
Those are fun to watch.
Because
they take it serious, too. But they're like, it's violent. No, I tell guys all the time, because people love to make fun of guys reliving their high school glory days. Like, I played in the NFL 10 years.
Right.
I never won a championship. So, on any level. Like, I never won a high school championship, a college championship, and never won a Super Bowl. And, I'm jealous of guys that won a high school championship.
Right,
especially in Texas.
Yep.
Oh,
my God.
That's a big deal, man.
That was
forever.
That was my thing with what's his name, Manziel. I'm like, dude, win a national championship for the Aggies, and you will be a celebrity for the rest of your life.
Yeah, for all the right reasons.
Right.
Exactly.
So, had he stayed and won a national championship, and Colt McCoy.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Colt, you're saving your shoulder in the national championship so that you can have a mediocre career in the NFL.
Yeah.
I think in fairness, he was probably dead at that point.
We're with Steve Trevino, who's at the Improv
this weekend.
Yes. Who do you have with you here now?
That's Kyle Ray. He opens up, never played football, wears baby jeans.
I remember the football coach at my high school was also a health teacher, and he would just chew on a cigar.
You're like, coach, I'm getting a mixed message here, bud.
Well, coaches do what? They teach history,
yeah.
Health,
yeah.
And what else? That's about it.
Well,
he had one that was the math teacher, but he was a horrible football coach.
That usually works out that way, right?
Like I said, that was a coach you teach.
He's just needed a raise.
Yeah.
Right? It's like, yeah, I'll coach. Like, what do I got to do?
I need that $1,200 a semester.
I got to wear blue bike shorts and tuck in a polo shirt. Yeah, I can do that.
Our coach was our health coach, and one day we had STD day, and he said, oh, I thought we were doing STP. Let's go have a field day outside.
So like, all right, let's go.
We just liked that. We just played sports. We never took the STD course.
And that's how we ended up with the highest rate of STDs in the county. Yeah.
I just remember coach, like, they hated the soccer players, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Always.
Like, you want to go over there with the communist Trevino? Is that what you want to do? Play soccer with the Mexicanos? Wear your huarachis? Is that what you want to do? And it's like, dude, nobody's yelling at them.
I know.
Like, those guys are long hair.
The only way they kept the football team intact was, like, with severe bullying over, like, what would happen if you went to the soccer
field. Yeah, you want
to
go over there?
Yeah. You look over the soccer field, and it's like, yeah, everybody's, it's like a mythical place.
Yeah, they're just all hanging out and happy and
high.
Right? They're all high. Somehow they're getting high in the green room.
Steve Trevino joining us on Mad Radio. So what's going on in your life? Well, where are you based out of, by the way?
I'm living in New Braunfels, Texas now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it's I got out of L.A. I'm starting to raise a kid, and I live in, I'm back home in Texas, which is crazy to me how many L.A. people are moving to, like, New Braunfels.
Really?
What's wrong with L.A.?
It's horrible.
What's horrible about it?
The taxes, the people, the crowdedness. It's one of the craziest places on earth. I mean, every day there's a car chase, like... helicopters.
All the time, right?
So we decided to move back to Texas. We live in New Braunfels. We lived on a lake called Lake Dunlap, and it's no longer a lake because 2 weeks ago the dam broke, and now we have a river.
I saw that video. That's some rough stuff over there right now.
It was insane.
Yeah.
I had a boat come in, the whole thing, you know?
Kyle, you from Texas?
No, I'm from San Diego, California.
Oh, right. So the good part of California.
His jeans didn't give you away?
It's a lot of denim on you, Kyle. I like it.
I mean, yeah.
It's cool, man. It's cool.
I don't forget Pacific Northwest.
Because what happens is San Diego is just nice.
Yeah.
And here it's like a sauna outside, and then you come in, and then it's like a meat locker.
Everything, frigid.
So I'm just like, I'll just carry a light jacket.
It's a good theory. It's a very cool jacket.
It's a Levi's.
It seems like L.A., it seems like the biggest problem with L.A., judging from people like you that have fled L.A., is that there's too many people who want to live in L.A. in L.A. Those are the kinds of people that want to live in L.A. make L.A. even worse.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, if you're the type of person that you're like, I love it here, I probably hate you. I freaking hate you.
Is it right? Like the superficiality of it all?
It's all fake. None of it's real. Everybody pretends to be happy, but none of them are. You know what I mean? Like, they walk around like, life's great here, and then they cry in their apartments,
Then I feel like in San Diego, people are actually happy.
Yeah, oh, San
Diego. I cried in my apartment plenty when I lived in San Diego.
But in general, people seem to cry less in San Diego.
Yeah, San Diego.
Because people in San Diego just have regular jobs. And
yeah.
In Los Angeles, everyone's trying to, like...
make it.
Achieve some dream, and it's like...
Like
maybe
LeBron.
17 are going to do it.
Just constant networking and comparing each other.
LA is one of the only places where I've watched a conversation where the guy is lying to that guy. That guy knows that person's lying, and then the conversation just continues.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, they're having a completely fake conversation.
Totally fake.
Both people walk away just going like, playing the game, nailed it.
Right.
Yes, you're 100%
right. What's happening right now? Like, you guys are lying to each other.
It seems like that would be the worst place for comedians. Because you guys are really good at kind of cutting to the truth of things.
You're wrong.
Well, most are. Right.
I mean, but it's got to be painful to be in a place where...
It was hard for me, man, because, here I am with a wife, and, I got married pretty early, and they're like, hang out, man. You got to hang. And I'm like, dude, I don't want to be at the Comedy Store till 4 a.m. Like, I have a wife.
Yeah.
Like, I have things to do tomorrow.
We were debating this a little bit earlier in the show because I went out last night, which almost never happens just because of...
On a Thursday night
because, the show starts at 6 in the morning. Do you think people, when they're older, like Seth Payne over here, do you think that they regret the times they don't go out on Thursday nights, like looking back on it?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Like when you're older?
When you're older.
Like you don't wish you'd gone out more?
No, because I went out every night.
You did a lot, yeah, right? See, Mike, he actually did it.
Yeah, I went out every night.
He got it out of his system.
My problem is I don't go out enough.
You got to realize that I was on the road doing stand-up comedy at 20 years old. Like, I have been on the road doing comedy as a single dude at 20. You're in college, you know, hanging out. I'm all over the freaking country as a 20, 21, 22, 23-year-old. Literally living like a pirate.
Yeah, no kidding.
So
and you're rolling into college towns doing gigs.
Right.
And you're like the experienced world traveler.
And I get to walk into the party and they're like, yeah, come to our party, man. We just saw you at the Comedy Store or the Improv or, you know, and it was so.
That's better than being like a star athlete. In some ways.
It was pretty fun. I mean,
you don't have to stick around for the consequences.
Look, dude, let me put it this way. I'm still waiting for some lady to knock on my door and be like, you owe me child support for the past 20 years.
Oh, man. Right? Be careful. Somebody's listening right now like, wait, what's his number?
So I was out all the time. And like my wife now, she's like, I can't wait to travel. I'm like, woman, I don't want to travel.
Yeah.
You're done with that.
Yeah, I've been on the road. I go home and I don't want to do anything.
What should people expect from your show at the Improv this weekend?
It's the funniest show you will ever see.
Ever.
Ever. I like it. Funniest comedian.
All of your wildest dreams will come true.
Excellent.
Sell it all, right? Just say, you know what? If you're married, I'm the show for you. If you have a wife and you want to say things to her, you can't, I can. So
great selling point.
It's a good outing for especially couples because it's like I don't like going out. Like my friends, my favorite thing to do is hang out with my wife. My friends will be like, hey, you want to come to the club? And it's like, no, why would I spend money buying drinks for a girl that's going to be too tired to sleep with me at the end of the night? I have one of those at my house.
I already have one.
I'm staying home. It's fine.
Well, a lot of people that don't go to comedy clubs, like because I've brought guys to the Improv before, and they're like, why the hell am I not doing this more often? Because people, for whatever reason, don't think about going. Like, it's an awesome time out. Well, especially
the best part is you don't have to talk to her.
Yeah.
every time she tries to talk to you, you get to go, shh, listen, just watch the show.
Our show's fun, too. I mean, there's not a whole lot of, like, we're not going to make fun of how dumb your shirt looks or anything.
Yeah, okay.
That. Like,
that's good to know.
It's not so much that. Yeah, sometimes that, like, people, I don't know, they've seen movies. They're like, oh, he's going to pick on me.
Yeah, I'm going to get heckled or something.
Which, by the way, I've already invited Altuve. You're invited. You're on my list, VIP. J.J. Watt.
Okay.
You know, Clowney can come.
Yeah.
Right? So there's a few guys that
Clowney can come.
Yeah.
The problem is Clowney's not around.
Yeah, Clowney.
We're still waiting for Clowney to show up.
So Clowney may not be at Texans OTAs, but he may be at the Improv side. Yeah.
Everybody's changing their contracts now. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, everybody's like, it's a big deal. It's a brave new world in the NFL. Players are like season control. It's really been like two guys. But it seems like
Bell kind of set the standard, right? Of like, I'm going to get paid and I'm going to wait out if I have to kind of a deal.
Yeah. He's the only guy who's really done it the last 10 years or so.
Antonio Brown crazied his way out of town.
Yeah.
Like, he just flat out, it wasn't even a holdout. He just acted so crazy.
Well, I think Ricky Williams was the original crazy.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to do what I want. And it didn't work out. And then Kawhi Leonard did it, and now it's working out for him in Toronto.
It has worked out for him. Steve Trevino at the Improv this weekend. Yes. So two shows tonight.
Kyle, I'm sorry, Kyle, what's your last name?
Ray.
Kyle Ray. I like Kyle Ray a lot. And
I like Kyle Ray as well.
Kyle's got a really cool West Coast vibe thing going.
Yeah. I mean, you look like somebody that would have dunked my head in a toilet in high school.
I mean, I like that we've come together. I would have been like crying as that did it. It would have been really deeply psychological. Like, I don't want to do this. I asked to.
But coach says I'm the best.
At my high school, the football players were real nice because if they wanted to bully me, I'd be like, hey, look at your record. And we were like the Washington Generals.
Steve Trevino, Kyle Ray at the Improv this weekend. Two shows tonight, two tomorrow, and one on Sunday. Thank you guys very much.
Fellas, stay black.
Mad Radio on a Friday. Mike, Seth, and Paul. Vandy is in at 8 o'clock. All your morning headlines on the way. Should we be worried about Corbin Martin? And what do we make of this reported drama between James Harden and Chris Paul next on a Friday?